Chuck Morse, he is a Senate President, Republican, but he's also a U.S. Senate candidate, joining us GMI Studio. Senator, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Morning, Jack.
Well, you're on the road. Drive safely. Senator, it's interesting. Senator Hassan, in a WMUR-TV interview, responded to some of the Republican criticism from you and namely Kevin Smith, and, of course, Don Bolduc also running. And basically one of her comments was that as it pertains to you, that when you were in the Senate or State House together and she was governor, she got you to shift a position on something that you were not in favor of. And then secondly, saying that if you had been in the Senate with Mitch McConnell, that a lot of the pandemic and COVID relief monies and support would not have been here over the last couple of years. How do you respond to Senator Hassan on that?
Yeah, well, let me be clear about if I had been in the Senate. I mean, it's nonsense. It's Maggie Hassan's party, which has led all the efforts to make all these things happen, like defund the police and no cash bail for criminals. And the public sees that every night on TV. So I think she's living in a world where she's trying to transform it into something that doesn't exist. You know, we're all feeling the inflation that's going on in this country, and we're feeling it here in New Hampshire, especially with gas and heating oil. So I'm willing to debate all of that when we get started this fall.
Senator Morse, can you say one thing significantly legislative or otherwise Senator Hassan has done in her term thus far as U.S. Senator?
No, I think it's more about the principle of the fact of what she hasn't done. She's the one vote that can make a difference in the nation, and we haven't heard her speak up to anything about energy policies. She's basically followed their energy policies, and she's made it clear that, you know, Russia and opiate nations are much more important than our nation and our state in New Hampshire. She left the borders wide open. I mean, fentanyl is just pouring into this country. Criminals are pouring into the country. What has she said about it? Nothing. I mean, I think that's the important part of what we need to debate about in New Hampshire is we're not being represented. It's basically Washington coming to New Hampshire instead of New Hampshire going to Washington.
Senator Morse, do you believe Senator Hassan and some of the other Democrats, maybe even Senior Senator Jeanne Shaheen, even though she's not running for election, have been lockstep with Chuck Schumer or not showing enough independence? Is that a fair statement or not?
Yeah, it's more than a fair statement. She hasn't shown any independence. She's been with them 100% of the time, and she's doing nothing to protect the state of New Hampshire. Anything she's talked about with the IRS, she's shown that, you know, whether we're doing retinal scans or they're going to follow every transaction over $600, Senator Hassan has not spoken up once about the IRS. Her party just pulled back, or the IRS just pulled back everything they said they were going to do because it was crazy. I mean, we're not listening to the people in this country. We're basically doing whatever Schumer wants done in Washington, and that's not the way it should happen.
Senator Morse, locally close to home, because you're still in the Senate, so it's pertinent on this. Do you agree or not with Democrat criticism? Our own Pat Kelly in our newscast talked about some hearings on a measure that passed the legislature, which basically said that you can't do the critical race theory teaching, that you can't say one race or one group is different or better than another, trying to even the playing field. And Commissioner Edelblue on the education side has a complaint board. If parents or teachers hear something in school where students are being told because of their own race or something that they're somehow inherently better or worse or inferior or superior than anyone else. So the new laws on the book, should that be changed? Do you support what passed the legislature, or do you think there are some problems with it?
No, I support what we passed. I mean, we basically said we want teachers teaching ABCs, not CRTs. And the most important concept that came out of that piece of legislation is we gave parents and students the chance to speak up. That's what that bill does. It works for New Hampshire. Parents are now speaking up and fighting for their children and fighting for their values. And along with that, we gave them education freedom accounts so parents can have choices. So I think what we've accomplished here in New Hampshire is something that I can bring to Washington and show them that it works.
Senator Corey Iles earlier was talking about some of the states that are talking about lifting the mandates in schools for students in public schools, and now the numbers are coming down in New Hampshire. Do you think the time has come soon in New Hampshire where this spring even though it's a local decision with cities and towns and school districts, that schools should start saying to the kids it's okay if you do not wear a mask in school?
Yeah, well, I don't believe in mandates, and I think that's what parents are for. Parents should be deciding what's best for their child, and we should get back to that. New Hampshire is a state that was built on personal responsibilities. It's important that that's how we look at all of this.
But Senator, before I let you go, since you've been a U.S. Senate candidate now, it's in the new year here, Senator Chuck Morris, Republican U.S. Senate candidate, have you spoken with former President Donald Trump about his endorsement or any of his folks? Is that something you're interested in seeking?
Well, I haven't spoke with the president. I'd be honored to have his endorsement. I think if you're going to find out about his endorsement, you're going to have to ask him.
All right, Senator Morris, on this Wednesday, I think you're headed to a meeting. Thanks for joining us, GMI Studios. Good morning, New Hampshire, and our network of news talk stations. We'll get you back again soon. Thank you, Senator.
Thanks for having me.